just settling in right now, to be honest with you. Happy Mercury retrograde and eclipse season, y'all, for any of those who are either A, wondering what's going on, or B, aware of what's going on, and just enjoying the ride the best we can, right? I'm gonna take a sip of tea. And before I get into this topic, I feel it's really important for myself to ground, as well as to just like clear the head, right? So in a good way. So I have the crown chakra bowl with me. So anyone who wants to start their morning off, evening, whatever time it is where you're at, with a quick little embodiment meditation, you know, connection meditation, more than welcome to. This tea's way too hot. I'm gonna have to have patience. So wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, you want to take a deep breath in through your nose, out your mouth, and just allow yourself to flutter your eyes closed and feel the weight of your body. Breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth. And as I play this bowl, we good? All right. And as I play this bowl, and no matter what comes up from that point to this point, whether any sounds or distractions come up, just it's okay to acknowledge them, but allow yourself to release that attention, because we're focusing on being here with yourself now, and allow the bowl, if it resonates with you, to just let everything that takes you from this moment, from being connected to yourself and everyone else in a good way, to just be removed, just fall off you. Anything that no longer serves you, allow it to just kind of fall off you like that. Breathing in and out. Taking a deep breath in and out. Thank you for taking that moment with me. I know I needed it. Just get here in the morning. Sometimes we could be rushing to different places and, you know, still coming from that dream realm. Just starting to, like, make sense of the awake world again. Sometimes it takes a little bit more adjusting to than others. So thank y'all for doing that with me, you know? And if you haven't already, beginning to wiggle your hands, your fingers, your hips, your shoulders, opening up your eyes when you feel ready, and coming back into this space. Welcome back. So yeah, today I wanted to talk about the topic of what the fuck are we talking about, you know, as a community, as people, and I'm talking local from Staten Island, New York City, to global, you know, like I'm talking every single pocket. Like if this hits, it's because it's supposed to. If the shoe fits, it's because it's your size. I preface this podcast with, I don't aspire to attack anybody or put anyone down. It's not my intention, and I'll do my best to maintain balance. Simultaneously, I am a very passionate person, and I do get pretty upset when I feel that, you know, people aren't considering others, you know, for their own personal gain. And we're just gonna jump into it. So it's been on my mind, like frequently, especially recently, that, you know, I'm just seeing so many things. Like, there's always bullshit in the media. There's always bullshit outside. Like, you're always going to hear things and come across different things that you don't resonate with. And, like, that's okay. It's a part of life. And I'm not trying to zoom in on, like, the negatives of, you know, oh, this. It's more so I want to shine light on some things that I feel could benefit not only, like, my peers in the community, but also, like, just anybody who hears it, who needs it, you know, needs the reminder. I feel like we start doing things and we either forget why we're doing them. Like, the podcast that I had here with Sal, you know, we were talking on that. And it's important to know your why. It's important to know why you do the things that you're doing, you know. And sometimes we think, like, our why is ever changing and ever deepening. Right. So if we have the same why for a really long time, like, and it's still like a statement, like, oh, it feels good, you know, I really invite you to look into that, to why it feels good, you know, and if that feeling is also mutual for those around you. Because it seems like a lot of people are just, I think it's a combination of things, because we were raised at a time that, you know, reality TV has been a thing, you know, people take on Love and Hip Hop and Bad Girls Club as, like, their personalities, you know what I'm saying, who aren't necessarily exposed to certain things. And then you have other people who are exposed to certain things and get caught up in the cycle, which I completely have empathy for and understand that, like, it is not an easy route to undo and unlearn. Simultaneously, I can't imagine not being aware of when we are putting out things that are like clickbait or things that are not benefiting anybody but you receiving attention or money for attention or some kind of individual gain, you know, whether it's people doing like pranks or people, you know, doing interviews, people doing, you know, making songs, like, whatever it is, you know, there's so many outlets in which this happens, good and bad, you know, good and bad. It's so relative, but, like, you know, for the self and for others. And I think it's important, you know, naturally, like, when we do things, it should benefit us as well. Like, it should feel good for us to. I'm not saying that everything you have to do has to be a charity. I am saying that I think it would be, I think especially for those that are claiming to support the community, I suggest you do it. You know what I'm saying? If you're not going to do it, then, like, just don't say you're doing it. And then there's really no issue, right? Like, I mean, there might be, but not with what I'm addressing in the moment. It's more of the hypocrisy of talking about how we are uplifting one another when we're constantly tearing each other down. And this podcast is to shine light on that, to maybe provide some solutions, maybe provoke some thoughts, you know, for those that might be doing it and not being aware, because there's also grace for that. I feel like even just having conversation, like, it's like I'm not just talking about people in the public eye, although I have been very much so influenced in this conversation by that. I'm also talking about conversations that happen in passing, you know, just being mindful to what we're putting attention to. There's so many things happening in the world right now that are devastating. There are so many things in the world that are happening right now that are beautiful, and everything in between. And I find that there's so much distraction, as there always has been. At the same token, it's like, when do we start being a part of that distraction? It's like, I feel like only we know what's good for us as far as our balance of things, what our intake is. I just feel like glorifying certain things is just, not only is it not ideal for ourselves, but it's something that gets documented. You know, it's something that if you have children, you will have children, you are an uncle, your aunt, you know, like you have anybody around you that's younger, like they're looking, they're watching, they're listening to us, you know, as young adults, whatever that you want to call yourself, like they're paying attention to how we move. And I'm saying this because I'm concerned that when we were younger, we didn't have those certain influences and people would be like, whoa, hold on. Like, that's not, like, okay, that's really not something we should be admiring or looking up to, you know. And I because I love so hard, because I feel so deeply about just humans in general, you know, whether I like you or not, I feel like it's important for us to look at ourselves too. Like, would I want to, you know, learn from that? Is this like a, not that everything you have to do has to be role model. Simultaneously, like, am I contributing to poisoning the world, or am I contributing to being an antidote to it? And I just want to, like, bring space to that, because even in conversations I've been hearing, like, different people say different things. Like, there's people at the end of the day, we never know the full story. But for any of my folks, especially the ones that had YouTube unfiltered and, you know, that have been just like critically thinking for a long time and have access to a lot of things, I'm sure a lot of things that are happening in the news are not news to you. And there's a lot of cognitive dissonance because of our own traumas that I find that people project and portray onto celebrities, you know. But when things are, like, proven and things are, like, not, and you also don't know, like, to defend people. I've just been hearing people defend people that are doing, like, monstrous things that are just documented. Like, you hear it from their mouth. So it's, like, how much are you going to fake something like that? And I do wonder to myself, like, is it that this person has so much disconnection from themselves or their surroundings, like people around them, or the awareness of things and, like, consequences, and, you know, that can't see moving forward probably because of different, you know, traumas and survival modes? But also it's like, Or is it bringing up cognitive dissonance because of, you know, their own stuff? And either way, that's their business. Simultaneously, the thing that I just don't agree with is like, yo, if you really don't know and you're really having an experience, maybe just keep that shit to yourself, because you don't know who you're sitting next to. You never know who you're talking to. You never know what someone has gone through. So if you're over here and you're promoting someone who contributes violence and has been proven to contribute violence to and harm, especially amongst, like, you know, women and the children, like, just weird fucking Holly weird shit. And you're, like, jacking that. Like, you're, like, it's just, you should probably just, like, not talk. You know what I mean? And because it's, like, what are we talking about? Like, I just found myself the past 2 months, I mean, a long time, but, like, month, 2 months, like, I've said that sentence more than I have in a long time. You know, it'll be like, sometimes it's like, what the fuck is going on? What is this? What is that? You know, what the fuck is happening in the world? Like, what the fuck in general? But, like, I've been saying, like, what the fuck are we talking about? I say we because as much as I want to say you, like, we're a community. And, like, where you're lacking, I don't want to point and isolate you for you to feel like shit. You know, I feel like you whatever the case is, and feel attacked, when really it's a we problem. It's a community problem, and people don't know how to communicate. People talk all the time and they don't know how to communicate and articulate themselves clearly. And I'm not talking about using a wide vocabulary. I'm not talking about, you know, speaking in a proper tone, using proper grammar, like, spell right words. Like, I am terrible at most of those things. That is not what I mean. I mean knowing what you're saying, why you're saying it. A lot of people just speak and they don't know why the fuck they're talking. You know, and it's just to pass time. It's to distract. So now you're making your disassociation my problem when I'm just trying to have a conversation. Or sometimes I'm not even trying to have a conversation, yet I'm here and you're making this my problem. And so now, since it's been made my problem so many times, like, I'm going to talk about it and we're going to talk about solutions, because it's just really old. It's getting old. It's not cute. We're living in, like, times that are going to be in history for not good fucking reasons. Like, people are struggling every day with their mental health. And I don't know about you, but I just want to make sure that I'm helping and contributing to the betterment of my own and others' mental health rather than impeding them. And you can't always control that, because we all have our days. But as far as the content that we put out, we can control that. We absolutely can control that. We absolutely know exactly what the fuck we're posting before we're posting it. And if you don't, I don't know what's going on there. Like, you know, but to be intentionally satire, to be intentionally causing dissonance and ripples, it's like, it's not only harmful to others, but it's harmful to you. And whatever standing, whatever little fame, little likey-like, little viral videos you get will only get you so far, because that emptiness inside of you will be with you forever until you take a look at it. So I invite you to do so sooner than later, so that you can, it don't swallow you whole. Cause that shit, it's hard to come back from. And people prioritize getting money over everything else, and they that's how you sell your soul. You know, people think that you go and you get a little red pen with devil and you write something down. It's like every single time that you are choosing to go against your morality for the material gain, whether that be for finances or for power, in my belief, that is how you are selling your soul, little by little. And people don't think that it's that serious, but it fucking is. And when you continue to do that, what are you left with? A vessel that you can't even control? Like, shit is beyond us. I'm talking about this because, like, this is scratching the surface on a very, on a bigger issue. And I've been sitting with some things, the fact that I have monitored myself in the way of, is it monitored? Nah, there's another word, and I don't remember it right now, but it's like when you are like not filtered, but I guess you could say filtering, but whatever, censored. There you go. I have censored myself out of many different reasons. I'm always down to have conversations on different topics. Simultaneously, there's some things that are for the podcast and there's some things that aren't for the podcast. And as a human, I've been trying to figure out that balance as well. I've been trying to see what that looks like and what that feels like, because I don't want to push it too far. And I also don't want to stay on the surface, because things need to be talked about. And I also struggle sometimes when I do want to talk about these things and I do consult with, like, you know, family, friends and peers around me, like, their fear rubs off on me in a way where it's like, oh, but how will you be perceived if you talk about that? Or like, you're going to look like a conspiracy theorist, or like, you know, if that's true, like, you will be unsafe if you talk about these things. And some of them are valid. Most of them are valid, really. But everyone has their own path, and people are supposed to speak on things that they're supposed to. So if I feel moved to speak on something, which I felt very moved to speak on this, I wasn't even going to do a podcast this weekend. I was like, you know what, Kenny, I was trying to do a podcast over the weekend, like that night. Like, that's how serious it was coming up for me. Not because I want to talk shit and drag everybody because I got it figured out and none of you do. No, that's not what the fuck this is about. This is about holding people accountable. Whoever feels like the shoe fits, I still love you. I know you can do better, and I'm rooting for you too. I hope that you get just the right amount of uncomfortable to reconsider certain things and to consider certain things. I want to see us all win. There is plenty for all of us to win, but we also need to understand why we want to win. Who are we looking up to? What are our role models? Because I'm going to tell you something, in the next few months, we're going to definitely have a big fucking carpet pulled out of the rug for a lot more people that you might be thinking is a role model, doing unspeakable things if they even speak on that. But you know, they're always covering up. But if they let something leak out, it's because it was inevitable and because most of the time, they're trying to distract us from something else. Even when it comes to, like, really heavy topics, like, first and foremost, if I haven't made it clear, I just want to say, yo, free Palestine and anybody who is affected by the war that is going on overseas. I have a hard time speaking on it because of my feelings on it are very depthful, and unpacking that means unpacking like a bunch of other topics. And I feel that I would, rather than me, a person who has done an immense amount of research, has spoke to people with direct lineages and the conflicts on both sides and many different things, instead of me being the one to talk about that, I want to have someone on the podcast and amplify their voice, because that's who I truly feel should touch on it. And that's what I want to do here with this platform. That's what I want to do with this podcast. But in case it wasn't clear, free Palestine, ceasefire, And just fuck these lizards, man. Like, it's just, it's like there's a long line of shit. And I do my best to find balance. I really do. And at the end of the day, it's just so far past seeing what's right or wrong or what's this or what's that. It's just like, yo, like, just stop fucking killing people. Stop fucking killing kids. You know what I mean? Like, just stop. You know, and stop supporting it. And another thing that's been coming up has been convenience. You know, people don't stop doing things because it's convenient. People don't stop talking about things that get them attention because it's convenient. They're getting what they want instead of addressing the fact that they might not feel seen or wanted, you know, whether that be in their upbringing, what they're in their childhood, or you know, in a partnership they're in their job, or wherever it's coming from, usually coming from childhood. Like, it's convenient to do something that's going to get you attention when you want it, because you didn't get it when you want it. So it's convenient to do that. You know, it's convenient to get Starbucks coffee, right? It's convenient to contribute to the things in the world that are sucking the good from you and poisoning you in that process. Because things that are people say convenience is the devil. I mean, I agree with that. Like, and I'm guilty of shit too. You know, I'm definitely guilty of shit too when it's like, oh, like, I know I should do that, but I do this. Like, I know I should cook food, but I just ordered food, or like, you know, things of that sort. We're talking like, these are things we all struggle with on a daily basis. So once again, I'm not trying to just focus on y'all and say like, you're the worst people ever. What the fuck? Like, no, like, I think that people just don't think it's that serious. They don't think it's that deep, that serious, like, and like it is and it isn't. But certain things are more serious than you may expect them to be, you know? And then I think it's just important to be mindful with how we move and what we're agreeing to. I know we're all guilty of hitting agreed and acknowledge with all of the shit on our phones and the computers and things of that sort, play systems, and we should all do a better job at reading them. Simultaneously, we don't, because we know if we read it and we see something that we don't want, then we won't be able to use it, so we evade it. And I think it's just levels like that. And then some people have an understanding of, oh, okay, that person, like, is doing that for that reason, but that person doesn't know, you know? So maybe I should talk to them about it. Probably all the people that I feel this podcast might invoke or be for in one way or another, is they're not people that are like really close to me, because people that are close to me, I would just pull them aside and have a conversation. So I feel like that was also a big feeling to why I wanted to get this out there, because if this is affecting, this is the microcosm of the macrocosm, you know, we are having the after effect of being groomed by the system to think and be certain ways. And I invite you to break that shit. You know, it's so funny. Like, I when I was posting the flyer last night, I was like, what song am I going to do? I usually do, like, a theme, you know. Either I'll take a word from the topic or, you know, something that feels right. And I started thinking about Hobson. And I haven't listened to Hobson in years. Like, you know, like, I listened to, like, Illmind of Hobson, like, on YouTube in the early 2010s, like, I haven't really listened. I mean, I have maybe one or two of his songs on my playlist, you know, and, like, I really should give him a listen again. I just, you know, you be forgetting about things. We don't have our iPods anymore. It's like, we don't got the same, you know, material, so it's just one of those. And I just thought of his song, and I just thought of the energy that he had when I listened to his music, and I was like, oh, my God, I resonate with this so much, because he's calling out all of the bullshit in the music industry, you know? And once again, that's the macrocosm to the microcosm. And it's like, but all y'all want to be like that? Like, the only way you could want to be like that in my mind, my heart, is that you don't know what's really going on. I mean, none of us really do, but we can have a certain inclination when you dig enough.
or you have. So what do we do about it? You know, I don't want to just give all of the time and attention and energy to be like, this is wrong. Don't do this. You should be better. But also, like, you know, maybe a little bit. It's necessary. People don't want to talk about the heavy shit because it makes people uncomfortable. And when people are uncomfortable, they usually don't want to stick around. So, all that to say, how do we solve this? And I feel like, just like with anything else, it's like taking personal inventory. It's like seeing who feels, seeing what things feel like when you talk about them is a great place to start. You know, to ask yourself, like, when you get really excited to talk about something, like, people be really excited to talk about drama. Like, talk about drama, talk about their drama, talk about other people's drama. They be excited. Like, it's like, oh, like a fix. Like, maybe you're addicted to it. You know what I mean? We think of drugs and alcohol and even sex and things like that and people being addicted to it. But, like, maybe you're addicted to drama a little bit. I think a lot of people are, you know, because it's so much easier to watch someone else's train wreck or to focus on the shit that's happening around you, you know, rather than looking at the shit that's happening inside of you. But trust me, I have good news. If you are addicted to drama, there's plenty within. If you just look inside, you'll have fucking years of it. So I do strongly encourage that. And I don't just say an empty promise either. Like, I've been hosting moon meets, right? Community meetings, essentially, for all of us to come together and be like, oh, okay, like, this is what's uncomfortable, what I'm feeling uncomfortable about, and then, like, have a safe place to kind of, like, unpack that. There's room for you, too. You know what I'm saying? Whether with me or with other people. Everyone has to find their people. We're all each other's people, but you got to find the people that you resonate with. You can't just start from nowhere. And, I mean, you can, but everyone's different. Not everyone will. I think it's important to find people that help uplift you and then find what helps you to uplift yourself and others and focus on that. You know, let's focus on the things that feel important, you know, something that you would want to be documented doing. Like, you know, it's like, for me, I have a hard time with these, like, Tyler, the Creator types and, like, this weird shit that it's, like, saying some really foul, traumatic stuff and, like, laughing and, like, giggling about it and thinking it's just, like, cute, and it's, like, really not. And then so many people, like, take on that personality. People watch movies and listen to songs and take that personality on, and it's, like, that's not your personality, though. Like, that is a framework of, like, puppeteering. Why would you want to be that? So, yeah, solution-wise, I strongly suggest finding different ways to scratch that same itch, but in a way that could also be mutually beneficial for other people. You know, like, say you have a platform where you are rapping, and, you know, like, I can't even get into, like, it's not even just the rap industry, it's, like, all of them at this point, but, like, especially the rap industry. And I love rap and hip-hop, like, just to preface that, like, I still do listen to music, and I have to, like, sometimes I really have to change the song, because it's, like, I love, like, you know, a Lil Wayne song, for example. Like, I love Lil Wayne, but, like, simultaneously, I'm, like, oh, my God, I can't sing or recite certain words. Because that shit is, like, a mantra. That is, like, that is a way of being. Like, now you're saying that and you're, like desensitizing yourself to some really fucking horrible shit. Like, you don't say that shit. You know, but people do. And it's only gotten worse and worse and worse. And then we're wondering why people are all fucked up. We're repeating dysfunction to ourselves day in and day out. Whether it's with relationships, whether it's, like, violence in the neighborhoods, whether it's, you know, violence within ourselves, other people, whatever the case is, like, only glorifying fat asses and money bags and flying on jets and getting, you know, a gold chain and this, that, and third, but like, what the fuck is that gonna do for you? Like, long term, like, what is it really gonna do? It's gonna put a band-aid over your feelings. Why do you think the richest people in the world go through the shit that they go through, whether they, you know, God forbid, end their life sooner than it was meant to be, or, you know, just do really wicked, weird shit, pay people for really wicked, weird shit, or don't pay people for really wicked, weird shit, and, like, just traumatize the world because they don't know how to go within. That hole will always be there. Why are we being baby versions of that in our community? Like, it's like you don't even have enough money to even do that. Like, it's just like, how do you even have the time to? I just don't understand the empty pit of energy, but everyone is different, and I'm sure there's some kind of fix that's feeding you. But be mindful with who's feeding you and what's feeding you and why they're feeding you, because nothing in life is fucking free. So know what you're doing in exchange for. Understand what you're doing in exchange for. Like, that's so important in any kind of, like, partnership, you know, of any sort. Why am I making this exchange? Because energy is going to be stifled, you know. Finances, if you look at money and you don't want to talk about the energy aspect, money is energy. It's something going towards something. Right? I mean, everything is energy. If we're really talking scientifically and breaking down atoms and shit. But, you know, some people are just so overt to the words because they think it's spiritual. And it's just, it's fucking hand in hand with science. It's another podcast. With that being said, whatever your belief system is, whatever this provoked or feared or annoyed or whatever it is, like, all I want to say is just to maybe give that some space. Maybe get a little curious about it. And yeah, really. Just do your best to honor you and, like, what the fuck you came here for. I just have a hard time seeing great people doing, like, mediocre shit to just, like, be trending when the talent is fucking oozing off of them, but put aside because it's not what's on the menu. And it's not that you're incapable. It's that you're choosing to give energy into the wrong things. And listen, I've fucking been there. Like, I get it. When it comes to, like, not doing, you know, what I'm innately good at, simultaneously, I can't imagine doing something I'm not good at to get fucking likes and shit. I think this shit just really got to people's heads. Like, it's, you know, it's one thing to, like, want to put a message out there, or even be silly. Like, I'm all about being silly. Like, you want to make somebody laugh, you want to do something, do jokes, whatever the fucking it, whatever it is, it's just, as long as it's not doing anyone harm, like, or contributing to hatred and violence, you know, it's okay with me. It should be okay with a lot of people. And if it's not, whatever, fuck them. Like, also not, but, you know, yeah, man, the whole thing here is just to provoke some thoughts, some critical thinking, and I hope that you can feel that and understand that it's not, like, it's not just about you, person, listening, feeling maybe offended. It's bigger than you. It's bigger than everybody. Like, it's about all of us. It's not just about one person, two people, three people. It's everybody involved. I just want to see us do better and stop being fooled by these people who only make money and stay in power through our discourse. And the more people open up their eyes to see that, the more power we have, the more they don't like that shit. But if it's anything the past few years has shown us, is like, I mean, it fucking shown us some shit. Like, I would hope so. You you know, I would hope people would see like what is happening in the powers that be, in the higher ups, and the people that are in control of our country and our world. It's not looking good, you know. I don't know if it ever was. But we can make it better. I truly believe that. Maybe I'm delusional for thinking that. But I'm going to make sure I put all my energy into that in this life. Because why would I ever want to put it into anything else? You can put energy into destruction. Just make sure you're aiming it at the right party. And that involves thinking deeper. That involves going deeper. That involves making yourself uncomfortable with the awareness of things that you might have not wanted to know. But if you do go deep sea diving, make sure you come up for air, because the oxygen gets very scarce when you're going down these rabbit holes. I think that's all I got for y'all today. I wanted to make sure that I touched on things, but I don't want to unravel all the all of the things in this realm of conversation here. We can have a little spin-off other podcasts and things of that sort, going into the niche pockets. It's just hard for me too to also speak about these things on the podcast. If you ever want to talk about any of these things, feel free to talk to me about it. But on the podcast, because it's just, you know, we live in a world where people take things and clip things and use them against you, or like, you know, even just speaking on the things that we're talking about here are sensitive. And for those that believe the things in which we're talking about, can make you a target. But to be honest, like, not to sound like a conspiracy theorist, like tinfoil hat, but at the same token, like, you perceive me however you're going to perceive me. And I have no control over that. They listening to us anyway. Say one thing into your phone 5 times and watch how that comes up on every single fucking ad. So unless I'm having conversations with my phone off in a room where there's no electronics and no fucking Alexa and no nothing, like, they're hearing everything anyway. So at that point, what the fuck are we actually talking about? And why do we want it to take up space? Why do we want it to take up space? Is it just for us? Or is it for everybody? And, like, really think about that. Because I would suggest to find a balance. Make sure it feels good for you and for the people around. For what you would imagine it to be in your community. As uplifting. Or not, you know. I just don't be watching the shit that's just for entertainment. It's not for me. But you know what? Maybe it's for you. But for any of those people that were doubting the in-betweens or wondering, like, having certain things come up, this is for you. And I believe that despite all of the dysfunction and the dissonance that we have been raised with, that we can find our harmonies and our sweet spots in our person. Because, you know, whether God, creator, whatever you believe in, like, gives you the ability to, like, what is it that you naturally do good? Like, what's something that you're really good at, you know, naturally? And the same way that you're good at that thing, like, you use it or it could get taken away. So why not harness your powers, bro? Like, why not harness your cool shit about you? Because as much as this podcast has taken up space talking about things that I necessarily have not liked looking around in the community for, there's so many things in the community that I'm so proud of and that are so absolutely beautiful and incredible and inspiring. Like, even this week, like, it's okay to have both of those feelings. Like, as much as I was having, like, the feeling of, like, what the fuck are we talking about? Like, everywhere I was going, even in conversations I wasn't in that were just happening around me, I was like, oh, like, what the fuck? You know, I've also been like, wow, I'm so happy that they're talking about that. Not in the same context, but in different conversations, in different spaces, in different places. When I hear there's this girl that has, I forgot what her whole tag name is, but it's like Stormy something that my homegirl Tenny had put me onto. And like, I love that she talks about some deep shit. She really does. She talks about some, like, really exposing certain levels of different things in our reality and, like, going to, like, prove them. And, like, that content, like, I love to see that. I love to see other people that are actually supporting one another. The whole thing is, if you're saying that you're a community advocate and you're somebody who is promoting, like, community advocacy and you're talking about your community and you're doing it, yo, shout out to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, fucking kudos to you that you're actually doing what you're saying. Like, love that. I want to make sure that I end this pod on that note, because as much as there are people that are in disarray, and sometimes it does seem like it's 75% of the people, there are still people putting in the good fight to do the good work. And not that the other people aren't, you know, sometimes they just get lost. And I feel like it's up to us to just to remind, to guide. Like, some people are younger, some people are inexperienced, some people just don't have no real role models to look up to. So it's like what I'm seeing in my head is like when you're playing a video game and it's like that little like glowy ball and you have to run into it, boom, and then like goes to the next place. Like, we got to be the glowy ball. You know what I'm saying? If you have an awareness of what I'm talking about here, you got to be that glowy ball. Because, you know, people don't know what they're doing sometimes and they need a little extra help. They need a hint. And it doesn't mean that you do it for them. It means that you just shine the light of where they can go with it, you know, or they could choose the dark cave that you can't see shit in, but you just hope something else comes out of it. You know, like, I don't know. Everyone has a different journey. All I could do is speak on what has came up for me and mine and what I'm seeing around me. So, yeah. I'm going to pull one card. This deck was like staring at me when I was leaving on some like, yeah, this is the one that needs to come. And I was like, okay, because I wasn't actually planning on pulling cards today, but the deck had a different plan. I know that might sound funny to some people, but like, when I went to go leave my house, like, it just, I could have looked anywhere and I looked at that exact spot and I seen it. It was just very predominant and I was like, okay. And I like wasn't gonna get it. And then I turned around and like the same thing happened again and I felt this pull and I was like, oh, okay. All right, cool. So there's a message here. So if you're not into tarot, if it's not your thing, like, you could check out here. Thank you so much for coming, for listening, for being a part of this journey. I also do want to say tomorrow is Jatik's birthday. If you are listening live on the 4th of April, make sure you say happy birthday to Ja. Happy birthday. Love you. Big, you know, big one for you. And yeah, that's the homie. That's like my brother right there. That's Unk, you know? And yeah, I just want to make sure that I shout out to him and give him some love. So if you know him and if that's relevant for you, you should do the same. And if you don't, you should go check him out at Jatik Long on Instagram. I believe that's his whole profile. And yeah, say happy birthday. You know, maybe send him a quick Cash App. Whatever you want to do, whatever your heart desires, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, anyone who's not into tarot, you can go ahead and peace out. I want to respect and honor your boundaries in space. These are Oracle decks, though, but still, to each their own. And we like to do things consensually here. So, have a great time. Thanks for visiting. Now that they're gone, no, I'm kidding. So, for the folks that are still here, yeah, I pray in a good way that I pull today for the reasoning of what is it that we need to strengthen in our relationship with ourselves. We'll start there. And then we'll go into, okay. Well, throat chakra just came out. So we're just gonna take note to that. I'm gonna still put it back. But very, you know, relevant. Speaking our truth, not only to ourselves, not only out loud, but also to ourselves, right? That's the message from that. What do we need to nourish relationships with ourselves right now to find balance, to ultimately help not only ourselves, but others? Ask in a good way from my cards to wish to help me and other people around me in a good way. Clear and precise. What do we need to ourselves? Connection. This morning when I went to come here, I grabbed the root chakra bowl because I was like, I need to be grounded to have this conversation. I don't want to yell at nobody. I don't want to make people feel bad. I really just want to talk about this so that this could be addressed in a good way. Simultaneously, like, I do get really passionate and I do get really heated. So I'm like, all right, let me put like extra, like, let me do some like sound healing to like make sure that I'm balanced when I'm speaking on it. And I went to go grab root, and then I heard in my head connection. And then I was like, oh, crown, because crown is connection. Also, root is connection to earth, you know, and then crown is connection to like the divine, the things above. Like crown would be high, root would be low. So I thought I would need to be grounded. But anyway, I say all that to say, the message for all of us to nourish the relationship with ourselves is connecting. The frequency of connection supports the ability to find alignment, resonance with other things and ideas. How can we expect to connect and or resonate with others when we don't even connect and resonate with ourselves? That applies to when we are living double lives, when we put on personas, when we are not being authentic to ourselves as a whole. And something that could be really beneficial at this time is really just finding that time and space and grace to connect with yourself and honor yourself in that process. You know, sometimes you connect with yourself and you break down and cry. You know, I've been recently starting to work out. Shout out to Ivan over at Vicious Fitness. Like, yo, incredible trainer. Like, really appreciate you. And I was doing a plank the other day. We were doing like a whole circuit he had me doing, and it was like in a really tense one. And I haven't done a plank. I'm not even gonna hold you. I haven't done a plank in a long time. Okay, a long one. And my abs were like, girl, what the fuck is going on? And I was like, girl, I'm just doing my best. Like, hold it together. So I'm over there holding my core. But, you know, I'm a firm believer in our body keeps the score. You know, there's traumas that get stored in our physical body, in my belief system. And in that, we can do things like working out, dancing, or somatics, you know, to help release that. So when I was holding the plank, I was about to like have a breakdown and cry. And I wasn't really sure exactly why, but I felt it. Like I felt the trauma being released because I haven't engaged my core to that extent in a very long time. And there was stuff that must have been pent up there. So sometimes when we connect with ourselves, it isn't the most comfortable experience, but it's rewarding, you know, seeing that through. Like I was choked up and then I like had to jump up and go to the next thing. And I still gave myself, like I was still so grateful that I almost cried while I was planking, like because of the emotional release that was happening, that I'm committing to being in my body and connecting with my body, which was a place that I had to disassociate for so long because of the way that my traumas developed and where they were stored. So, you know, take what resonates and leave what doesn't and find different ways to connect with yourself. Even if that's like pouring yourself up a cup of tea and just like sitting and chilling with you. No phone, no TV, just you. You know, other things can be integrated, but like, how do you feel about just sitting by a tree? You know, what does that make you feel like? Just being there with your thoughts. Sometimes it can feel scary. Doesn't always have to. It gets easier. Just spend more time. Ask in a good way. What can we do to nourish and flourish in our relationship with our communities? What is needed at this time? Balance. The frequency of balance supports our ability to find harmony with all aspects of the three-dimensional and multidimensional layers of reality. I don't really have words for that. That was kind of the whole podcast. So with that being said, you know, finding your balance is going to always be a very personal journey, and it looks different for everyone. Some people are balancing their life out by like smoking a pack a day and drinking Red Bull in comparison to the life they were leading in another life, in another way, you know. And then some person's balance will be like eating really healthy and doing really healthy things. Like, everyone has different extremes, peaks and valleys that they're coming from. Only you can really understand what your balance is. This question in regards to our community is just allowing ourselves that not only are we bringing balance within ourselves, doing our best to maintain that, but also balancing as far as like honoring ourselves, not overextending ourselves, but also not isolating. And that's up to us. That's up to us to understand. That's up to us to take space, make space for. So yeah, that's what I got for us today. Find different ways to nourish our relationship with ourselves by connecting with ourselves, and different ways to nourish our relationship with the community by balancing, by finding balance within the give and take. I close this reading in a good way. Thank you to all of the energies and spaces that have been opened up in that process. I thank you to all my guides and everybody that was listening. This reading is now closed. So yeah, thank you for coming and being here on Duality Podcast. I believe I'll be back on the, I don't know if it's the 23rd, 28th, something like that. Tentatively the 17th. Give me 2 weeks. All right, give me 2 weeks. I'll be back in a little bit. I got some things that I got to do. And yeah. Bye.